Yes, my name is Bill Newman. I'm from away. I'm from as far away as South Thomason. I've lived there for 9 years now, more or less. It's not that I've not followed this. I've followed this casually. As a retired citizen with limited time in my life left, I'm not going to spend that much time following the intricacies, so my comments are on some generalities. And I hope the committee or the participants in this will educate me in some components of this. What strikes me from one comment I heard earlier, this island, I think the statement was made, was bought or purchased or owned by the state. And yet, and it is within the Department of Transportation, which raises the kind of intriguing question, if it is part of the state properties, why is there only the transportation as a component in the looking at this island? I haven't really heard of participation of the Environmental Resources Agencies of the state being involved in here. It is all the negotiation of whether there is a port or not a port. Secondarily, there is that intriguing aspect of current projections for the future are not as definitive as we've made them as to the necessity of the port. From what my limited understanding of the state of Maine, we do seem to have about two other ports, which are deep water ports, and I'm not sure about how well they are serving the state. The other aspect of it, if you're considering natural resources and you're taking an island where you're going to be putting a major transportation resource, you are not going to be having a very nice natural environment there. In your presentation of the 600-acre natural area, I was wondering, have you consulted already with Disney World in terms of the projections for it? There seems to be an excess of it. The other part that is rather strange to me, coming from away, is the fact that in the GFES overlays, the one I've heard about the waterborne components, I didn't hear anything about the passerines that nest there in great profusion. There are umpteen species of warblers that are nesting in the area who are affected by habitat at both ends of their migratory routes. And yet there is no comment about that. You're going to have a port there and roads without any consideration that people come to Maine not because they want to see a port, but perhaps they want to see the 20 or so species of the warblers. Sears Island, if I remember correctly, is included in the Maine bird guide that's on the web, and it is listed as one of the major attractions to the area. It seems strange that you're going hell-bent into a easement when it is within the state's domain to retain natural resources.